The Tower of Babel. I've seen worse architectural designs. I mean, it can be improved upon, definitely. So, with super intelligent cities and super intelligent cities IP licensed architectural models, we also have the Tower of Babel inspired, well, partially Tower of Babel inspired telescoping building model. So, I'm going to link to some pictures of the Tower of Babel, which you can look at. It's kind of like a pyramid, except it's a little rounder, but they did not get it exactly right, okay? There's a lot to be improved on here, and we've done it. Super intelligent cities, you know? I mean, look, the Tower of Babel really is not the worst design. Okay, this one, there's a lot of pictures. You have to look through them, but yeah, it could deliver a solid economic value, you know, with the IP licensed super intelligent cities. You can have your very own telescoping. It's not called the Tower of Babel. It's called you know, it's part of the super intelligent cities model where, you know, we draw on everything. We learn from every type of architecture. And yeah, so we have competitive differentiation on the Tower of Babel, okay? We have the CC center control pillar, right, which manages all of the utilities. And there'll be way more spacious patios on each level. So, you know, you can imagine the smooth contours and concentric circles building up with the large open patio spaces on each floor. And then at the top, you can have your landing pad for your flying vehicles and your greenhouses. You know, you can make your top floor a greenhouse, and you can grow your own produce if you're into that sort of thing. Even your cannabis, you know. Yeah, grow your own cannabis. And, you know, we have the pneumatics inflatable furniture system. It's very cost effective. You know, it uses electricity and air to inflate upscale and luxury. You know, it's the right combination that synthesizes ghetto fabulous and upscale modern living. You know, there's some fusion brainstorming going on here. So yeah, you get the pneumatics furniture and you can have the voice activated furniture. So, you know, you can walk up to the CC center control pillar and say, you know, CC, I'm having some friends over for, some hashish and hookah, inflate the circular couches. And then just, it's just like woof, poof, Shazam. The thing's just ready to go, like air inflated. And they can fold away when you're done. It's very spacious and cost effective. And yeah, you can have the optional pneumatics cannons, home defense system. So these are also cost effective. You know, you can shoot, you know, all sorts of missiles at anybody trying to invade your castle. You know, you can have the lethal ammo. We have ball bearings, you know, ranging from 6 millimeters to the size of marbles. And you can just have your air tank there. You know, it's like, imagine a scuba tank, but just a bit bigger with, you know, enough air for like, whatever, 20, 25,000 kills with the artificial intelligence, AI-assisted throat shots, you know, to kill invaders for your castle from your laptop. It's just point and click, you know. We're not taking human decision-making out of the loop. You're going to have to click the mouse button to kill the enemies who are invading your castle. But it's going to be simplified, okay? It's all computerized target acquisition systems. And, you know, you can see them running around and just, yeah, got one. And optional wood missiles, ammunition for killing vampires, because vampires are real. Yeah, like Sarah Einhorn is a vampire who drank my very blood. But, you know, I think maybe my body will produce some more, even though they wanted every last drop of my blood. After defaming me as crazy and stealing my blood at gunpoint. Yeah, vampires are real. So we have the wood missiles and then the pepper missiles. So, you know, we have optional pepper ball composites, which if they hit invader of your castle in the chest or face and explode, they're going to be blinded for like 25 minutes easily. And you can just have someone run out there and grab them and snap their necks or detain them, whatever. And it will all be recorded with top of the line SaaS, software as a service, video streaming to our servers, so you can be absolved of justifiable homicide in a court of law. So yeah, that's the super intelligent city's telescoping designs, inspired partially by the Tower of Babel. Place your orders today for the best value in future architecture. And yeah, be careful. You don't want to end up a slave building these on Mars. Not even one penny per millennium. It's UBI, Universal Basic Income. It's kind of a very real factor, and anybody who tells you anything different is not even a five-year-old baby in terms of maturity about economics, law, and gravity, as in overcoming the gravity that it takes to get to Mars and build cities. It's not a little baby's game where if you lose in the technology race, you just get to start over and hang out in Mars on style. Uh-uh. This is real economics, real law, and real strategy. And I hope you don't have to be super intelligent to understand that. Let's put it that way. Have a great day. Have an awful day. I don't give a fuck about you unless you're a subscriber to my email list or paying customer or client with a K for this canine-themed technology and architecture in a canine-eat-canine world. Wolves eat wolves, too.